I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 22nd. Well, every Quincy firefighter now has protective gear that is free of so-called forever chemicals. During an announcement at fire headquarters yesterday, officials said the city has received 810 sets of new gear to replace the existing gear for all 200-plus firefighters. The new gear was purchased after lengthy public debate when the City Council approved borrowing $2.65 million for the purchase. The Firefighters Union said independent testing revealed that the old gear that was marketed as being free of forever chemicals actually contained high levels of the chemicals that may be linked to cancer. Officials say occupational cancer is the leading cause of death for active duty firefighters across the country. Each firefighter will receive two sets of heavy duty protective gear and a set of lighter gear to wear at non-fire incidents. The city is pursuing legal action against the manufacturer of the old gear, which is being held as evidence. The union worked for a year to locate a company that manufactures gear that is free of forever chemicals and encouraged all fire departments to have their gear tested. A representative from the Firefighters Brigade in the United Kingdom also attended yesterday's event to learn how to make firefighting safer in his country. Beginning next year, a new state law will ban the manufacture, sale, and distribution of fire equipment with intentionally added forever chemicals. Quincy's new gear is expected to last 10 years. Well, hundreds of veterans will enjoy a day out on the water in Quincy today during the annual Harvey Saltwater Fishing Club Veterans Fishing Expo. Veterans from all over New England will be arriving at the Quincy Yacht Club to board a variety of fishing, lobster, and recreational boats and enjoy a day of fishing. The event's been held for many years as a way to offer veterans, including many disabled vets, a chance to socialize with other veterans and also enjoy a luncheon together after the outing at the yacht club. Many boaters volunteer their vessels and their time, as do many first responders and community members, to help the veterans enjoy the day. The outing begins at 9 o'clock this morning. Well, after two full days of jury selection in the Lindsey Clancy trial, 12 jurors are now seated. The count should be 13, but one juror who was chosen on day one informed the court yesterday that he can't serve. They're trying to get to 18 jurors as the closely watched trial moves forward. In Plymouth County Superior Court, one by one, the jury that will decide Lindsey Clancy's fate is being chosen. On the second day of jury selection, more than half of the jury has already been seated ahead of what's sure to be an emotional charge trial. Lindsey Clancy is facing three counts of murder for the deaths of her three young children in January of 2023. More than 200 people are listed as witnesses, including more than a dozen first responders. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington has filed a motion asking the judge to cut the DA's witness list. He argues that only one first responder is needed to describe the crime scene, not the 18 that the DA plans to call. Reddington argued that any more than one first responder's testimony would be prejudicial against Lindsey Clancy. That motion has not yet been heard by a judge. Jury selection will continue this morning, and a hearing on Reddington's motion may be held tomorrow. Brockton police are investigating an apparent shooting incident after the Catholic Charities building in Brockton was struck by gunfire yesterday afternoon. Police responding to the building on Court Street just before 2 p.m. said they found a projectile had penetrated the outside wall of the building and entered an office before it struck an interior door. There were employees inside at the time, but no injuries were reported. Police said no suspects have yet been identified. The center will resume regular operations this morning, and Catholic Charities will offer support to employees. The incident is under investigation by Brockton Police. Well, Massachusetts voters will face a long list of ballot questions on this November's ballot. Secretary of State Bill Galvin's office announced yesterday it has certified 9 questions for the November 3rd state election ballot. Massachusetts hasn't seen this many ballot questions since 1994. The high number of questions means ballots in most cities and towns will be 2 or 3 pages long, depending on how many candidates are running in that community and other factors. A list of certified questions, in the order they'll appear on the ballot, include question 1, expanding the public records law. Question 2, collective bargaining for public defenders. Question 3, state primary elections. Question 4, election day registration. Question 5, state revenue limits and rebates. Question 6, natural resource conservation funding. Question 7, on single-family homes. Question 8, on prohibiting retail sale of adult recreational use marijuana. And question 9, on firearms regulation. The Massachusetts State Senate wants to increase the availability of affordable housing in the state by upzoning. A proposal in the Senate's $325 million economic development bill would effectively end single-family zoning and allow most residential properties to be zoned for duplexes. There are some restrictions to the proposal. It would allow for local municipalities to zone for height and design. Properties with wetlands or those that need septic systems could also be exempt from the zoning change. The proposal comes 2 years after Governor Healey signed a housing bond bill allowing small accessory dwelling units to be built in any single-family district. Housing advocates say it's just one tool in the toolbox. There's also a ballot question that would allow houses to be built on much smaller properties of 5,000 square feet. Massachusetts is expanding systems amid an increase in crashes and citations involving wrong-way drivers. Between June of 2024 and June of this year, state data shows that 1,123 wrong-way citations were issued, with 284 citations so far this year. 2026 is on track to surpass the totals from previous years. According to AAA, the state has seen 143 deaths in 5,843 wrong-way crashes since 2018. The state is installing wrong-way driver detection and warning systems at a rate of about 7 per week. The plan is to have them in 430 locations by the end of 2027. The multi-year effort focuses on more than 500 high-risk locations across Massachusetts, where drivers may be more likely to enter roadways in the wrong direction due to driver confusion or roadway design. Thermal cameras that spot wrong-way drivers trigger flashing warning lights on wrong-way and do-not-enter signs. They also send a real-time alert to state police and transportation officials. Pavement markings will be replaced and expanded. Ramp designs are being improved, and more signs will be put in place on ramps and roadways. According to the governor's office, the budget she recently signed into law directs MassDOT to implement new infrastructure and officer training, including directional striping, signage, lane delineators, and motorist alert systems. The Neponset River Watershed Association is hosting a public presentation tonight from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center, sharing results from an estuary-wide assessment of salt marsh health in the Neponset estuary and what it means for future flood risk in the region. The assessment examines current salt marsh conditions, historic impacts such as filling and erosion, and how marshes may change as sea levels continue to rise under different future scenarios. Funded through the Massachusetts Legislature and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation's National Coastal Resilience Fund, the project was developed with support from the trustees of the reservations, the Woods Hole Group, a landscape architect, and UMass Boston. The event is free and open to the public. The free Wally Beach Wednesdays concerts continue tonight on Wollaston Beach in Quincy with a performance by Bell Bottom. Rock and roll classics starting at 6 p.m. on the beach across from the Clam Box. A check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 385 points. The Nasdaq's up 329, and the S&P rose 65. Global stocks are mixed. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil up almost $94 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox and Orioles will play a day-night doubleheader at Fenway Park after last night's game was rained out. Game 1 at 1:35. Game 2 tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy. Still a chance of an isolated thunderstorm and a high of 86. Gradual clearing tonight and low about 60. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 82. Friday, sunny, high of 85. And Saturday, sunny, high of 84. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Wind southwest at 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots. Next high tide, 6:45 p.m. Sunrise, 5:27, sets at 8:13. Traffic note for River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 2:30 and Thursday at 5:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 22nd.